A Russian court yesterday turned down an appeal by billionaire oil man Mikhail Khodorkovsky to be released on bail pending his trial for alleged tax evasion and fraud. Many observers say the case is aimed at killing Khodorkovsky's political ambitions. There also are worries about the effect the case may have on Russia's economy, though many analysts say it's too early to tell what the long-term repercussions will be. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
During the last 3 years, Russia's economy and stock market have grown impressively. But Stephen O'Sullivan of Moscow's United Financial Group says the arrest of Mikhail Khodorkovsky and the freezing of billions of dollars of assets belonging to his giant Yukos oil company raises questions about the security of private investments in Russia.
One has to look at that and say, now, if we're going to undo property rights, even if the president doesn't intend to do that, if investors perceive that that is the aim, not necessarily of the president, but of people in his administration, it will make them nervous. And they won't invest.
Already, Russia's economy is showing strains. During the first half of the year, Russia reached a milestone by reversing a long history of capital flight. More money was invested here than fled abroad. But since the campaign against Yukos was launched last July, capital flight has picked up again. O'Sullivan says there's worry that the charges against Khodorkovsky are not just an isolated example of a politically motivated crackdown against a Kremlin opponent.
The worry on the part of investors is, today it's Mr. Khodorkovsky in politics. Who might it be for tomorrow, and what reason might be given then? That's the concern, I think, on the part of many investors.
O'Sullivan says the worry is shared both by foreign and domestic Russian investors. It's domestic Russian investors who have served as the driving force behind the economy in recent years. Companies like Khodorkovsky's Yukos Oil have been responsible for boosting exports. But Sergei Markov of the Kremlin-affiliated Fund for Effective Policies argues many Western investors were scared away from the Russian market due to the country's brand of so-called oligarchy capitalism, the domination by a few huge conglomerates headed by tycoons like Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Western businesses do not like the Russian oligarchs, Markov says. They think the oligarchs are keeping them out of the Russian economy. Therefore, any action against them will likely encourage more Western businesses to come to Russia. Al Breach of UBS Investment Bank agrees to a point. Breach represents many Western investors in Russia.
Of them, a large proportion, particularly the American clients, have a general attitude that the oligarchs were a problem and were something that needed to be dealt with somehow or other.
Breach says the heavy-handed way in which Khodorkovsky is being dealt with is causing concern. But he says many credit Russian President Vladimir Putin with a big budget surplus, the stability of the Russian currency, and a simpler tax code. Breach says if the crackdown on Yukos and Khodorkovsky does not turn into a wider campaign against free enterprise, the damage to the Russian economy could be short-term.
A strong, reformist-minded sort of centralizer, like Putin is viewed as, is generally perceived as for the good of the country and for the good of the long-term future of the economy and hence financial markets.
And despite a fall in the Russian financial markets since Khodorkovsky's arrest, only one major deal, the potential purchase by a Western investor of a Moscow juice manufacturer, has been put on hold. Just last week, Italy's Fiat signed a new deal with Russia and expressed interest in setting up a new car factory here. But analysts here say many investors, both foreign and domestic, will likely wait until President Putin's expected re-election in March to decide whether the crackdown on Yukos and Khodorkovsky signals any fundamental change in Russia's pro-market reforms. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.